Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go right away to Scott Presler, who's against the clock today. Scott, thanks for coming in. I realize you have some difficulty today.
I'm American.
Hiya, Scott.
Hey.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good, good. I realize time is precious today, as it always is, Scott. Thank you for giving us what you can and your observations from the big event yesterday.
It was incredible. I mean, tens of thousands of people. They had an overflow stadium that was packed. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio. You had his administration there, Tulsi Gabbard, Kristi Noem. I mean, clearly, Charlie Kirk has left an indelible, profound mark on American history and in our culture. And I think that was reflected by the amount of people that would fly from all over the globe to honor him and celebrate his legacy yesterday in Arizona.
Scott, do you see on the ground, we hear about these chapters, et cetera, are they a religious force or a political and religious force?
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think Charlie Kirk, a part of his legacy is he's drawing a lot of people to God or to find their spiritual awakening, whatever that is. And at the same time, we need people of faith to understand that evil wins when good people do nothing. And I hope that the 30% of Christians that are not registered to vote do get registered and are mobilized and are galvanized to vote their values. And we need more God-fearing people to run for local office, to run for state office, and to enter our government. And I hope that's a part of Charlie's legacy as well.
Every time you identify that 30%, it's more shocking to me than the hunters and all the rest of it, Scott. Well, if you had to put a button on it, what's the reason? Why are they not registered to vote?
Well, look at even our beautiful Amish in Pennsylvania.
Right.
I spoke to so many of them, and they say either I pray on my knees, or I vote on my knees, or they'll say, you know, God's will be done. But if I know anything about scripture and what Jesus instructed to his community is that we were taught to fish on our own, not to have somebody hand us a fish, to hand us anything. And I believe ultimately faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. We are called to not only have faith, but also take positive action. And I hope that people of faith are inspired that they must be the change that they want to see and take that positive action. And that means registering to vote, voting, and, dare I say, running for office.
Absolutely. Scott, York County, I guess, Human Relations, apologizing to Scott Presler. Because you, in a respectful way, are putting information out there that's verified to the people, many of whom are in the helping professions, teaching, professors, public health, that have been celebrating the death and particularly the killing of Charlie Kirk, Scott.
Yes, I'm sorry, Dom. Can you say that one more time?
Yes, Scott, I said that you got an apology from the York Human Relations people because you've been publicizing in a respectful way on your Twitter, et cetera, the people who have been celebrating that are in public positions of helping teachers and the like.
Oh, yes. Well, I want to make it clear, anyone that dare celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination, that we are going to very publicly expose them, and we're going to do it peacefully as well. And so I have used my platform to expose some of these people, and these were in York County, the school district in Pennsylvania. And when I did so, you had the City of York Human Relations Committee. They attacked me and said that I was violent and that I was doxing people. Well, this was defamatory, reckless, and demonstrably false. And so I had my attorney reach out to the City of York HRC and getting and asking for a public apology and retraction. We heard within a few days that the HRC, the City of York, did actually retract its statement. And I think it's so important that conservatives, we can't just be the nice guy. And what I mean is, when people defame us, when people attack us, when people malign us, we must hold them accountable, because it's not ultimately about me at the end of the day. It's about the movement. And if they're going to do it to me, they're going to do it to other people. And I'm very glad that the City of York did the right thing. But we are going to continue to hold every person accountable that dares celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And one last point, anyone that would say that we are attacking free speech, no, they are welcome to their free speech. However, you cannot be in a position of government authority or being a teacher or being in the healthcare industry and celebrate death. You are responsible for the hearts and minds of children, or you're responsible for the lives of American citizens. And if you are unable to separate your political beliefs from your work, well, you shouldn't be in that position. And we're going to peacefully use our platforms, where as the opposition is going to use bullets instead of ballots.
Scott, we'll tell people where to find you, and I appreciate, with the time crunch today, what's next here in Pennsylvania, New Jersey? Anything you can tell us?
Listen, the voter registration this week was good. The Democrats had a net loss of minus 3,000 statewide. Republicans gained, Democrats lost. I think it's indicative that the Democrat Party has just lost itself. There is no direction. There is no vision. There are no values. The difference between the party of life, the Republican Party, and the opposite is a clear juxtaposition. But y'all, we can still lose this November. I am worried about turnout. Please request a mail-in ballot. Make it your plan B. You can still surrender and spoil it on election day. Go to vote.pa.gov. Vote.pa.gov. Request your mail-in ballot today. You cannot allow for us to lose this November's election and the very people that have been celebrating the assassination attempt to achieve victory this November. Vote no to Daugherty, Donahue, and Wecht. Vote yes to Maria Bautista. Vote yes to Matt Wolford. And elect good school board candidates in the office that are going to be celebrating life, not the tragedy that just happened 2 weeks ago. And thank you always for the opportunity. I am flying right now from Arizona back to Pennsylvania. And tomorrow, Dom, I will be at Slippery Rock University from 12 o'clock to 2, engaging with college students and getting them registered to vote. And I say peacefully and professionally, game on.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much. Have a good flight.
Thank you.
All right. Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. Glad we could squeeze him in. All right. You got the side question. All-time accent in honor of the great Bernie Perrant, the French accent, French-Canadian accent. Scott Presler, you know, keep him in your prayers and thoughts. He has security now, more security than before. And this stuff with the York nonsense apologizing is good. All he's doing is calling attention to the fact you have so many teachers, professors, public health people celebrating this. Still, we're going forward with this. All right. 2:30, we'll talk with Joe Concha, because we're seeing some movements on the Jimmy Kimmel thing. We've talked about that. And you heard Frank Scales right here in Philadelphia. It's making its way out there nationally. Stopped from going to the Larry Krasner. Now it's security. Everybody's a security risk to Larry Krasner. What evidence? You know, is that up to the police? No, it's up to his own security there. To say anybody he doesn't want to see there. At a church, public town hall, is a security risk. That's what he's going to do. Again, this is a big moment in November, as you know, in Philadelphia. If this guy continues down this path, he is relentlessly getting worse by the day. All right, let's go to Joe in South Philly, and Joe's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, when you mentioned Governor Shapiro as being beatable, he is very beatable. And Dom, can I point out three issues real quick?
Well, give me the top one you think he's beatable on.
Oh, well, Dom, when his mansion burned down,
right,
he wanted to guilty, caught and punished. Yet, when cities were being burned and arson and looting and the police attack, not one word from him.
Absolutely. That's his
not
watchword. Joe, who's your person with an accent?
Tom, you're going to love this. Henry Kissinger.
All right. That is an all-time accent. I once had the honor. We would do the Charlie Manuel show. Charlie Manuel literally was on in the first hour. Think of that accent. Followed by Henry Kissinger with a 1,000-page book on China.
Jeez.
We could not put the two of them together. I forget what the hurdle was. It would have been a lifelong dream to hear Kissinger discussing baseball and then Charlie discussing China.
Oh, my goodness.
With Henry Kissinger. That's what I would have presented. I would have put that up there in the top 10. I would say Henry Kissinger's accent was harder than Charlie Manuel.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever have a conversation with the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not very
good
with the accents a lot of times.
It's very, very difficult. And, you know, we were at a remote with like 500 people there. It was at the Shops at Liberty Place. We used to do the monthly Charlie Manuel show. Oh, unbelievable. Okay, you got the side question ready to go. 855-839-1210. Joe Concha at 2:30 today. By the way, DJ sent me this, and it is interesting to see, given Bud Light, Michelob Ultra has dethroned Modelo to become America's new top-selling beer brand.
Wow.
And they attributed this to advertising related to the PGA Tour, Michelob Ultra, and World Cup. That they've gone all out in doing that. The rise to the top, which included surpassing Modelo in large part because of the heavily capitalizing on the sports industry's biggest events. But I just thought Bud Light had all of that. Now I don't even know what place there is. Bud Light even exists. Does anybody say, give me a Bud Light? Are they still out there?
Yeah, they're out there.
They're out there. I don't know what market share they have, but they are the biggest example of something somehow people didn't forget. I don't know, it was easier with other beers or something. Mm-hmm. The people have forgotten other things that were against their views, but seemingly Bud Light still pays the price.
No, it's just one of those things. I think Bud Light just, people remember. People aren't going to forget this one. It's just one of those social things. Like, you know, there might be a lot of instances with this where a lot of bad, you know, bad PR people make bad PR decisions for their company. Get thrown like Jaguar. We're not talking about Jaguar anymore, but like Bud Light, it's still a topic. It's just one of those things. People just aren't going to forget about this one. As far as Michelob Ultra goes, I kind of think that you can attribute that to, I think, women beer drinkers as well, because it is a beer that doesn't taste like anything. So you wonder where all the beer drinkers go, where you know, why no one's drinking beer anymore. I think they are drinking beer. I think they're drinking Michelob Ultra, and their sales would reflect that ultimately if they're the top-selling beer now.
All right. Henry, did any more, and if you're just joining us, we had this wild stuff with the Wall Street Journal today saying increasing numbers of people are waiting on marriage until they're both considered financially successful. I don't know if they give any metric, but they're not saying, let's get married. You know, we have sort of jobs, we sort of have underpinnings, and we'll grow together. Henry said, well, the cost of the wedding. Everybody's got to have a big wedding. Dan jumps in with student loan debts. Have any other things made their way onto the radar screen?
I mean, what about a difference in politics or religion?
Okay, that's increased.
Yeah.
Okay, that would even jump. Yeah, I think that is it. I mean, I guess if it's extreme enough, I get that. But, you know, if one's slightly liberal, the other's slightly conservative or apolitical, really, if you love each other, that's going to be the determining factor.
Maybe it's maybe it's so much as a conversion. You convert to my religion. You convert to mine. You know, standoff.
I guess it could be that severe. But my God, come on. 855-839-1210. All right. I'd love to get you in on that. Do you have to be financially successful both to be married? the autism announcement, as predicted with Bobby Kennedy Jr., he is the most consequential guy, more than anybody but President Trump in this cabinet, okay? It's coming down, I think, around 4. Tomorrow, we have Dr. Oz on to break it down. Dr. Oz will be in the Oval Office with the president. And apparently, the two things that I know, talking to Dr. Siegel the other day, that will be in play will be Tylenol. And then the second part, what are the cures or mitigation of autism that are not being used enough? And I think that's going to cause as much of a stir as even this announcement today. But this is, I really don't know of anything quite as sensitive as this. And I'm just saying, this better be handled in a way that reflects that. Because you have people listening right now. We've had people call in that have an autistic child. My master's is in special ed, and this was a large part of it. And the number is astounding, 1 out of 32. I think there are multiple causes here. One, we're better at diagnosing it. But two, is something like Tylenol a causal element? And this would be a godsend for people now during pregnancy to refrain from that. But what about those that already did it? How do you handle this? I want to see the studies and everything. And rest assured, tomorrow, this is big stuff. With Dr. Oz himself on, letting him break that down is the best that we're going to do on this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, and it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see a band that has played Dom Giordano Day on their resume.
Ooh.
The Real Diamond, a tribute to Neil Diamond, perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College Saturday, October 11th. We love the Zlock. For tickets, visit bucks.edu/tickets. All right, Henry, what do you have today?
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for someone with that all-time accent in honor of Bernie Perrant. It's funny. A lot of times when you're listening to music, a lot of singers' accents don't necessarily shine through. Everyone kind of sounds American. Whether they try to sound American or not, it just ends up sounding that way. One band in particular that I did not know was foreign, and maybe this is just me being a young man, were the Bee Gees. I had no idea that the Bee Gees were born and raised in England and then started their careers in Australia.
All right.
Which would lead you to believe that maybe their songs would sound a little more foreign, but they don't. One of their hit songs is Stayin' Alive.
Yes.
So I'm going to play you Stayin' Alive, but a cover version, of course. I want to know the name of this cover artist who performed Stayin' Alive in Brisbane, Australia, which is where the Bee Gees first performed as a group back in 1959. So I want this music artist with a familiar accent covering the Bee Gees. Let me know who this is.
I was okay with the first 30 seconds to a minute. Then it trailed off. And as most covers do, it loses a little bit, the familiarity of this. It's a little different. In the beginning, I thought they were fine. How about you?
Yeah, no, I think it does kind of lack that punch, the beat
exactly
that the original has. But,
I
still think this is a pretty good version nonetheless.
Okay, hit us with that, and you're off to the Zlock for the Real Diamonds. Is it the Real Diamond or the Real Diamonds?
The Real Diamond. That's what it says on my sheet.
Okay, Real Diamond. That will be October 10th, October 11th, 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, who is covering this classic today that involves accents? All right, let's go to Mike in Fairwood Hills. All right, Mike, who is it?
Hey, you know, I initially thought it was Bruce Springsteen. That's what I'm going to stick with, but I'm starting to question it now.
All right, that is unbelievable. I don't hear that. It sounds more like Tom Jones to me.
Really?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, more than Springsteen. Is that an early Springsteen?
No, so this is from Brisbane on February 26, 2014. It's at one of the speedways out in the Red Cliff Speedway out there. This is where the Bee Gees performed their first show, and in honor of the Bee Gees, he decided to cover this song.
Wow, that is quite a... Still don't hear it.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, I think it was pretty clear.
One more time. The New York Times effect on me, there was a little guttural there that, knowing it, I could hear it. But, boy, that's a good one.
Yeah, there's certain words and letters he really emphasized that give away. It's the boss.
All right, we have a winner, and we'll probably have that all this week. If you love Neil Diamond as I do, it's a great band. I think you'll really, and the Zlock is one of our favorite spots. Don't forget Rich going there with Politics and Pints. Should be a great night. All right, over the weekend, in the middle of all this, couple things. Coming off the Charlie Kirk Memoriam. One is, I'm looking at a story about the citizenship test that people take and how they're skewing it more now, and I think correctly, toward the idea of becoming an American citizen is not just about, you know enough to pass the infrastructure test, the three branches of government, yada, 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 but trying to emphasize the part, you have to commit to America and American values and what America is all about, rather than a foot, shall we say, in the old country. And I think Stephen Miller got at some of that yesterday at the Kirk Memoriam that some people did not enjoy, but I thought it was on point. And President Trump announced on Friday that big tech companies, foreign governments, and it won't happen until 2026, but we're getting close to that, will have to pay a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas. Now, I commend him what he's trying to do here, and we talked about this before. Remember, it was last December with Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, particularly, sadly, Vivek, attacking Americans, too many sleepovers. I would just curtail it. I don't even care about the $100,000 fee. I want to curtail it tremendously. I want Americans in those jobs. And I believe these companies are doing it to undercut Americans and what they're going to pay them. Now, maybe the $100,000 fee, we get some money, I know, and all that. Are they going to be willing to pay that enough to undercut American workers? You mean to say in this country, every one of these guys is an Einstein or women that we're bringing in under these visas, and I've seen it for all kinds of jobs. No. It undercuts America first. It undercuts American workers. This is helpful, but I would just limit it by any means necessary. I'm serious. We don't need it. We ought to be encouraging Americans. Oh, well, this guy, I'm tired of hearing that. This is the United States. We have plenty of people, even in the tech field, that are tremendous. These companies don't want to pay them, ultimately. And to me, that's what it's about. We see it constantly. Now, is $100,000 enough of a penalty where they're going to resort more to American workers? What would I put on it? A million. Really, I wouldn't put any number on it because I don't want it. I just don't want it. That's the solution to me. Curtail it greatly. Make it so much so that you actually have to have a board say, yeah, we really need this person. We don't have that here. How often is that going to happen in America? Stop fooling around with this stuff. It's undercutting Americans. So 100,000, all right. It seems like they're putting their money where their mouth is. It's not a year. It's a one-time fee. You want to do it a year, that might tell me this person is actually better than what we have here in America. How likely is that? And I would argue, not very bloody likely. All right, 855-839-1210. Joe Concha next from Fox News Channel to break down all that's happening here on Talk Radio 12.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. All right, still with the Bee Gees, eh? Joe Concha is a almost ubiquitous presence on Fox News Channel. His most recent book, and I just saw this this morning, he did a big event at the Reagan Library, which is spectacular. If you ever have a chance, the greatest comeback ever inside Trump's big, beautiful campaign. That was in August. Joe joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in. And that's a pretty prestige place to be discussing a book.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was on Air Force One, the old one.
Yeah.
But that was, just that alone is like beyond cool,
yeah.
Right? It's a beautiful facility. It's so different than, say, the Obama Library that's costing more than $1 billion to build in Chicago. It's a beautiful, modest place, really honoring the 39th president. And, you know, when I do speeches, and I do a lot during the year, I get paid for most of them. In this case, the Reagan people are like, well, you know, we're a nonprofit, you know, if you want to come out. And I said, fine, no problem. Like, this has, like, real gravitas to it. So that was a freebie, but it was a long flight, but it was well worth it.
I broadcast from there, and I think it's the perfect place they wanted of land, the mountains, the sea, et cetera. Reagan in the cowboy mode. It is. So, Joe, love to pick your brain. Charlie Kirk, you as a master analyst of communication and communicator, what was it that he was able to do to break through with young people? It's shocking to me how effective that seemed to be.
The only word that's coming to mind right now is balls, brass balls. That this guy, he wasn't afraid of anything. He wasn't afraid of any debate. He would go onto campuses, invite liberals to come up first, those who disagree with the most, so he could debate them on X, Y, Z. I mean, and then you see, like, the contrast to this, say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the House floor just lying and demeaning Charlie when he's not around to defend himself. She would never debate him in 1,000 years. She would never go to a conservative campus and debate anybody there. So the fact that he showed that he was willing to stand by his beliefs and do it in some fairly hostile or unfriendly places, I think the fact that he outworked everybody as well, I think that that's ultimately what drew so many people to this movement and understanding the power of social media to now create Turning Point USA from scratch at 18 years old. I was thinking about, hey, where am I going on spring break when I was 18 years old? I wasn't thinking about starting a movement of millions. And the fact that he was upset with the direction of the country and did something about it, a man of action, not just words. He's one of the greats. I mean, this is our JFK, RFK, MLK moment if you're born after 1970, because this is the biggest political assassination, at least in my lifetime.
Exactly. So, Joe, did you have contact with him? Because I only knew him as a radio talk show host. And I've admitted, you know, all these other people going on about this. Now we can see it. I did not see the enormity of this. And I don't know if his assassination is part of that, but it is enormous beyond what I was comprehending as it was going on.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they had sold out an NFL stadium, you know, for his services yesterday, and there was something like 200, 300,000 more requests for ticket requests just to get into play. So it was a total overflow crowd outside as well. I mean, that was remarkable. They now have, what, 62,000 chapter requests around the country? I mean, this is just insane stuff. And I just cannot believe that I got to see people on the left continue to lie about this guy. Like, I saw the New Jersey debate was last night, gubernatorial debate between Jack Cittarelli and mm-hmm. Mikey Sherrill. And she's like, oh, if you want to defend Charlie Kirk saying that Martin Luther King was a bad guy, I'm not going to do that. And it's like, you're lying. You're totally taking that out of context. He was talking about MLK's well-known private life, where he basically cheated on his wife multiple times. And Charlie, a man of faith, and a man who's faithful to his wife, said, yeah, MLK, good movement, but not the best guy in the world. So I don't understand how they could just continue to lie about this. And you know what? All I know is that he's so much bigger than all these little peons that are taking these pop shots at him that, you know, hey, Jimmy Kimmel, good luck finding another job, pal. We'll put it that way.
Let's talk about Kimmel. And I value your opinion on this, because even Ted Cruz has talked about some lines here. And I think that's from the FCC guy. And I share that, you know, let's not be swaggering in that sense. Let's focus in on what happened here, that ABC did this because of the affiliates mainly.
62 of them, as a matter of fact.
And
I got to see Brian Stelter, all these people on CNN, MSNBC, talking about how this is an attack on free speech. No, it's not about free speech. It's about the free market. And in what fantasy world do these people live in, where 62 stations across the country say, we don't want to carry this clown anymore? And oh, by the way, his ratings were horrible. Greg Gutfeld, who has like 1/30th the resources over on Fox, doubled him on a nightly basis. You think about supply and demand 101, right? The supply here was toxic. The things that Kimmel has said over the years, I don't even know where the joke is, where you say you wish all unvaccinated people are denied hospital care and die.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. I love it. I could go. He fanboyed Luigi Mangione, another assassin who took the father of two away. I mean, I could go on and on, but overall, I think I saw some incredible stat. He told last year, Kimmel, the New York Post put this number together. He told 1,100, no, this was this year, as a matter of fact, sorry, in 8 months, so from January to August, 1,128 so-called jokes about Trump and 26 about Democrats. I mean, that's just a remarkable stat. He didn't allow any Republicans on his show at all, period. And so, we talked about deplatforming between him and Colbert. I mean, you're getting bad ratings and you're saying toxic stuff. That's how you lose your job, when the affiliates don't want any part of you anymore. Yeah, they got to hear about, oh, there's an attack on free speech. Yeah, as if Kimmel's more the victim than Charlie at this point. It's ridiculous.
Now, Joe, you've done a lot of talk radio, so I'm not certainly going to lead the movement against The View, the fodder from The View for talk radio. We'd be almost out of business. Are they next on this? They have someone on there is a premier Trump hater, even if she is slightly a Republican. They claim Anna Navarro is a Republican, but it's the same approach again. We don't need parody. We're not into parody, but there's got to be some degree, just for good content, you would think, some debate, some other side.
Yeah, I just don't want the government being the arbiter of that.
I
love the free market spoke with Jimmy Kimmel, spoke with Stephen Colbert. The late night model is broken. You can't pay these guys $15, $20 million a year for them to lose your network $40 million a year. Like, the math just simply does not work. Now, with The View, I agree. It is, you make the argument, even more toxic than Kimmel, if that's possible. It's the same echo chamber every day. They say profoundly dishonest, hysterical stuff. They're not likable people. The show, what they did to Meghan McCain, I thought was horrible, and they never really replaced her since. But overall, I don't want Brendan Carr, and I don't want the FCC stepping in here, because then you're giving the left a nice, shiny talking point. And Charlie Kirk, by the way, he believed in free speech, like we talked about. He wouldn't agree with this. He would say, all right, just let capitalism play its own right. But they get decent ratings. So if they stay around, maybe they are making ABC money. But then again, if you're paying those four or five people a lot of money, maybe they're not. But until that's revealed, I just say, you know what, let the viewers decide, not Brendan Carr, not the FCC, and not the Trump administration.
So, Joe, we see you on Fox, on all platforms at various times. What are the prime things with you right now? You're working on another book. What's up with Joe Concha?
You know, my publisher just contacted me yesterday, Dom. That's a very good question. And he wants me to do a sequel to The Greatest Comeback Ever, where I was on, you know, with the Trump campaign. I was on the plane, interviewed Trump. So now my publisher says, what do you think about a sequel? And we call it Thank You for Your Attention in This Matter. I'm like, ooh, that's good. That's like a Trump line. And all that. So I may do a sequel, or another one we're kicking around is the 99 most horrible people on the planet. And I'm not talking like Putin horrible, like people, mostly Americans that are just unlikable, insufferable people. That could be a really fun one to write. So
I vote for the 99, even though your insight on the other is spot on. The 99, yeah. And you have the nuance of this, right? We're not talking about Putin. Who would occur to you, Joe, if you had a fun one that's one of the 99 worst people on the planet?
Don Lemon. Don Lemon. Don Lemon. I can't say that enough. Terry Moran. all these people that said they were serious journalists on the air, like Chuck Todd. Right, and now they're all doing Substack, you know, podcasts from their kitchens, and they finally took the mask off. They could totally, like, hate on things they had to kind of keep their mouth shut about before. But Don Lemon's, like, going to the Capitol. He's making fun of the resolution to honor Charlie. He's getting people on the air to say horrible things about him. He's just such an attention whore and such an unlikable person that he would be number one on the list. I don't think it's even close.
Wow, I'm gonna have to. This is great fodder, Joe. I hope you do that one. If you had to distill from your book now, and you've had a lot of experience on the plane, et cetera, with Trump, is it possible to distill Trump, the secret sauce? What is it? Is it just this multitude of things that we can't even ever analyze exactly?
Authenticity, I think, in the end. I mean, you love him or hate him, but, you know, the guy is who he is, and he's very consistent in terms of his beliefs, and he outworks everybody just like Charlie did. So, yeah, and he's funny. I mean, he owns a room. Oh, can I tell you one quick story?
Sure, Joe, and the work ethic and the entertainment ethic, without a doubt, but go ahead.
Yeah, so after I interview him for the book, he invites my wife and I down to Mar-a-Lago for New Year's Eve. I'm like, let's do it, and we end up being seated at his table, and he remembered an interview from like 4 weeks ago that I did with him, where I explained that my wife ran track at Georgetown, like Division I, full scholarship, pre-med, you know, so she really had to work hard, obviously, when she was in school, and she didn't really get involved politically all that much, but then the Leah Thomas thing happened at the University of Pennsylvania, not far from you, and then suddenly this guy goes from ranked 438th in the country to winning national championships, and she's like, that is so unfair, it's so unfair to all these other girls, and she really got involved, like this really triggered her. So I shared that with the president, like, wow, this is probably a bigger issue than I think we realize as far as suburban women not wanting their girls to play against boys in sports. And then I explained, like, you know, that my wife ran track, and I told that whole story. So we get to Mar-a-Lago. We're at his table. He waves us over. He basically almost blows me off. He's like, Concha, you're doing a great job on Fox. Is this the runner? Look at you. I don't want to run against you. You're in pretty good shape, aren't you? And then I'll send you the video. Then he blows her a kiss, like, you know, about 10 minutes later he's dancing to the YMCA. I'm like, I think he's hitting on you. She's like, would you mind? I go, as long as it's a trade-off where I get Melania, I think we're good.
That is a great line. So. Great line, Joe. Hey, Joe, please, don't be a short. Where do we find you? Where do listeners find you on Twitter? And when are you next on Fox?
Let's see. That's Joe Concha TV on the Twitter. Otherwise, Fox, it's you know, I'll probably be on like three times tomorrow, but I normally don't know until the night before. So, but usually Fox and Friends first or Hannity or Outnumbered. I'll be on Thursday. So that's at noon Eastern time on the Fox News channel. Yeah.
99 people.
Thank you, Don.
That's a tough call, but the 99 people, worst people, Don Lemond leading it off. That's a solid choice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You can help me with this list, I have a feeling.
Joe, you know what? Happy, send me an email. Listeners have 100 right now. Thank you, Joe.
All right, man. Thanks very much.
Might be a side question, Henry. Again, we'll set the rules, though. You can't go Putin and, you know, it's fun.
No low-hanging fruit.
And not just Nancy Pelosi. We're not taking, and no Bud Dwyer.
Dang.
Oh, I think, but yeah, that's right. It might do that. We got several in the hopper for tomorrow, but I wrote that one down. I like that idea. I hope he does that. All right. It is the lightning round next. All-time accent. We haven't gotten an overwhelming one today, if you want to do a little bit of it, too. In honor of Bernie Perrant, all-time accent that was effective. I said Sean Connery. You know, I get tired of the British accent, particularly when they speak pretty quickly. But his wasn't British. It was, is it Scottish?
Yes, I think so.
More Scottish, yeah. And O'Reilly was friends with him, and I've told you many times, O'Reilly said he counseled his son about acting. It's in all in the dots. And O'Reilly did that at an event with me. I've never forgotten. O'Reilly stands up and starts doing it with the accent.
Oh, starts doing a Connery?
Yes.
Yeah, I need a video of
that. It was at the speaker series, the last one we did together. And it was at the end. I think we could find it. All right, 855-839-1210. You know, my friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 52nd anniversary with their biggest savings event of the year. Now through the end of October, save on better water for the entire family. Now, the Giordanos, as you know, have enjoyed crystal clear drinking water for years. Got to be 5-6 years, I think, with Martin Water Conditioning. Great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it. And the Martin Water Conditioning family, incredible to work with. Nobody is as passionate about water. Right now, you can save up to $500 on select systems for your home. Want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off the Kinetico K5 drinking system and save $40 off the UV sterilizers. Special 24-month financing is available to those who qualify. Already own a water conditioning system? Enjoy exclusive offers on salt and filters when visiting one of their central Pennsylvania locations. For details, call Martin Water today or visit martinwater.com. The sale ends October 31st. Give your family the gift of water this fall with Martin.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Kamala Harris, the book out tomorrow, but Fox now talking about the fact she does now cite issues with trans athletes in the book and says, yes, we have to take into account all these advantages, but we don't have to vilify and demonize. Again, how many times do they get it? This is not going to fly. They don't get it. You're not going to split the wisdom of Solomon here. You're either saying they can play or they can't play. And again, I maintain as a strategist, the bathroom stuff and all that, yeah, that's part of this. It's the field of competition because it's the easiest to see how crazy they are on this. And you get voters that are often not voting. They go, what? Yep. And then they want to vote on this. That's the way to go. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Drew, who's the accent?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, my father was a World War II vet when I was a kid, and he loved the movies, the World War II movies, and the German accent of the soldiers, it just like, you heard their anger. It was just so cold and calculated, you know, like Sink the Bismarck. They would say, fire! You know, the accent. You couldn't tell if they were ever happy or sad, you know?
A little stereotype in there. Thanks, Thank you, Drew, but a good one. David in beautiful Lexington, South Carolina. All right, David, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, I'll tell you, I wish I could swap accents with either Robert from Ben Salem or Joe from Columbus, but I'm going to go with an annoying one, all-time annoying one, Fran Drescher, the nanny.
Oh, yeah. Now, why do you want that? You don't like the Southern accent anymore.
No, I just like I like exotic accents. So.
All right. Thank you, David. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, who's yours?
I have an impression to go with it. It would be the famous British actor Sir Michael Caine.
Yes.
Singing that song by the German group, the Scorpions. You know, I am Michael Caine.
Very good, Earl. All right, the first stab at it. Is Joe going to do his here? That's what I'm waiting for. Joe of Exton. All right, Joe, how about yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Good
afternoon, Joe.
The person whose voice I admire is Frank Rizzo. His voice is remarkable because when Rizzo speaks, his voice carries a subtle threat to the listener. That he, Frank Rizzo, is not a person that can be manipulated.
Thank
You're
you.
Going to have a hell of a story on that one.
By the way, the guy we had on, Frank Sales, said something about this crumb bum operation when they blocked him from the church. You know where he got that from?
Oh, 100%.
I'm telling you, that guy, that Frank Sales, I'm getting constant texts.
Where did crumb this... creep lush
there
cow.
You go. And when he told Martin Borman, I know you're a lush. I've been a cop 40 years. I know a lush when I see one.
I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
All that in Chestnut Hill, of all places, as he's walking his dog. Oh, my God. All right, here's a great accent. This man has no accent. Zenos in Upper Darby. All right, Zenos, what do you have?
I got Bela Lugosi. He was from Hungary, and he had the accent. He goes, good evening. My name is Count Dracula. Could I have a pint of Bela Lugosi to carry me over?
Thank you, Zenos. An accent on top of an accent. Sean, did you like anybody today? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I actually did. Okay. One of my favorite ones was Michael Caine because I'm a huge fan of the Batman Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's my go-to one that I really like the most.
Henry, how about yours?
I got to give it to the three that actually did the impersonation there at the end, and that'd be Drew in Upper Darby with the German World War II soldiers, Earl of Tacony with Sir Michael Caine, and Zenos right at the end there with Bela Lugosi.
Who'd you like the best?
Oh, man, I think I like the best. I think Zenos had the best accent.
I like Zenos. Yeah, Zenos, your name is in the hat. First time, I think. You get the belt for today. It goes right in there. Don't forget the autism announcement during Rich's show today, apparently at 4 o'clock. Big stuff. We have Dr. Oz tomorrow. He'll be there with the president and Bobby Kennedy Jr. making that announcement on autism. The repercussions of this will be very, very big. And the station, we have you covered. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Henry, very much. Rich next, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.